So, Angus, you're doing your journal entry for your Level 2 reading log on a non-fiction text that you've read. Could you tell me the title and the author?
So the title is Shift Light and the author is David Gibberman.
Yeah. Can you tell me about it? What's it about?
It's basically about just street racing, and the scene is like set in Christchurch. And it's just about a group of friends that are joined together by cars and their enthusiasm for their motorsport.
Yep. So these, that introduces some interesting areas for me. And the three things I think I'd like to first ask about in order are, first of all, the way that the cars being their point of contact with each other, how that creates a culture. So I'll ask questions about that. Then I want to know, I'm interested in the kind of plot, like what happens to the main characters as time passes through the text and how that relates to the culture of cars and the people that are interested in them. And then thirdly, I kind of like to ask a bit about the cars themselves, but we'll leave that near the end.
Yeah.
All right. So starting off is, tell me a bit more about, in the book, how do people meet each other through their interest in cars in the setting of Christchurch? Like, how does that actually even happen?
It's kind of funny how it happens. You sort of see them driving around, and you'll notice they're into cars as well, and there's like car meets, and you'll meet up there, talk to each other, like talk about your cars, and they just gradually become friends.
Yeah. I used to live in Christchurch in Sumner, and it was definitely one of the routes for a while that people would do their circuits.
Yeah.
And so there were certain times in the weekend when there would be literally hundreds of car people doing circuits around my neighbourhood, and sometimes people got quite frustrated with them. They were staying within the law, they were driving to the speed limit, they were not doing anything that you could criticise, yet they were still treated as if they were somehow breaking some kind of rules or unwritten rules. Is that what happens in the book? Like, are those people seen by the society around them as being antagonistic?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, it's kind of like a stereotypical boy racer thing, but in this book it shows that there's more to it. It's not, they're not doing anything bad, apart from there was this one bit in the start where they actually steal the car, but other than that, they're actually quite friendly people. They get along well, and they're sort of like, they're quite close friends.
What is it about cars themselves that makes that connection happen? Like, when you think about it, it's just a practical thing. It's a transport, mode of transport. But to these guys, it's a lot more, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more.
So what is their car to them?
It's hard to explain. It's like their happy place.
Yeah.
It's what they love doing, and it's what they think about all the time. It's what drives them.
Yeah. And the amount of effort they put into preparing and modifying their cars demonstrates that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can you think of anything in just for you personally? Do you share an interest in that?
Yeah. I definitely have an interest in that, and that would be something that I want to grow up to be like.
Right.
Yeah.
So how about given that that's the case, how about the issues that, for example, in the book there's a theft? If you were part of that culture and you feel really strongly involved in it, and there's a theft going on and you're asked to be involved, even though you're not someone who chooses to break the law normally, can you imagine yourself being put in a situation where you're influenced to participate?
Kind of. Like, I know I wouldn't want to do that, but, you know, peer pressure works in that.
Especially in a situation like this where it appears that the characters are really closely related. They're closely bonded through their mutual interest in cars, aren't they? How does that work? I'm just interested in your view on it. Have you ever experienced or been in a situation like that?
No, I haven't myself, but in the book, they are really close. Like, they stick together no matter what. And when they were stealing a car, they worked together really well as a team.
Mm. So they turned that excellent closeness into something potentially harmful to them all.
Yeah.
That can happen. I, what would stop it in that book? Did they provide any solution to it? Like, as time passed, did that theft become an issue in the text?
No, they managed to hide it really well. Like,
so they succeeded?
Yeah, what they basically did was they successfully stole the car, drove it out really quietly, and they took it to an alleyway, and basically what they were doing was stripping the car of all the parts that they could resell.
Yeah.
And then once they got it down to the bare frame, they burnt the frame and just sort of like cleared the evidence.
Yeah.
Right. And I think they did it quite successfully.
Yeah. And just moving on to the kind of other things that the cars represent. One of the interesting aspects of this is that it seems to me to be more typical of men rather than women that they would get interested in this sort of thing. I'm not saying there are no women who are interested in cars, but typically it seems to be an interest in men. Can you understand why that might be?
I'm not sure really. It's just, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, no, this is a by the way, for the purposes of this task, you don't have to know the answers to these questions. It's just something worth discussing. Are the characters mostly male in the book?
There are some females. Like, there's also a bit of romance in the book with Cam, the main character, and his girlfriend. There's a few girls, but I can understand that it's more kind of for male.
It is interesting, isn't it? Like, I used to teach in a school in Christchurch, and one of my students was a girl racer, basically, and she had a beautifully modified pink Toyota Starlet, the rear-wheel drive version, and she was, she had a beautifully prepared car, but she said she found it quite hard to be accepted in the boy racer community because she was a girl, even though she had done the work on her car. She was well into it. It was very interesting. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's pretty cool that they want to get into that as well. Like, it's quite a, like, we should be accepting that, and it is becoming more and more common.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah. So, and you personally, is there a character in a text that you identified with or that you related to in any way?
Not sure, really. I did quite like the main character, Cam. He took quite a great leadership role, and he was just there for his friends when he needed to be.
What sort of leadership, when he took a leadership role, what was the evidence of that? How could you see him as a leader?
In one part of the book, there was, Cam sort of came up with this idea where they found an old abandoned road, and they wanted to start street racing there, so it'd be out of the cities and that, and he definitely took a big step and took control of that.
Yeah. What qualities did he have that made him successful as a leader? Like, how did, like, you obviously admired that in him.
Yeah.
How did he find himself in that place? What was he like as a person?
He was just very considerate.
Right.
He was always thinking of his friends and, you know, doing what was suitable for them, helping them, and just being there for them.
So that's an interesting set of criteria for leadership, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not what people necessarily always think of when you say leader.
You'd think they'd be kind of all bossy, but he was just...
Right.
Yeah.
And did you learn anything from that? Like, are you that kind of leader yourself?
I would like to say I am, yeah.
Yeah. And can we move on to the car side of it? Like, what sort of cars were they modifying and driving?
Like Cam, he had a Toyota MR2. There was a few cars. There was also, like, just lots of Skylines and Nissans and that.
So, in terms of your knowledge of cars personally, are they still cars that you find that you're interested in?
Yeah.
Like, how old is this book? Is it recent enough to still be, like, valid to you from a car point of view?
I'm not sure how old the book is. It might be 10 years old, but it's still got cars that I'm interested in today.
Yeah. And does it show enough knowledge of the cars? Like, do you feel like the author has enough knowledge of the actual world of boy races to have written properly about it?
Yeah, it's quite in-depth.
Yeah, and he doesn't get it wrong?
No, that's all facts and that.
So what does that suggest? Do you think that the author's a boy racer himself, or does it come across that way? I mean, you can't.
It comes across that the author has put himself into Cam, and that it might actually be his own car.
Right. Yeah. So there's that much detail then?
Yeah.
Because it's quite a lot to know, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is there a sort of detail that you can think of that gives you a sense that he does really know that from experience?
Yeah, like it's not, all the detail is not something that you can just research up and type it in. It's it's something that he would have gone through himself.
Can you give an example?
Probably just like how he feels the car drives and how he explains that it, like how smooth it is and all those little things.
So talk about that a little bit. Treat me as someone who wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, he can really just feel how the car rides,
mm-hmm.
as if he were to own the car himself.
So what sort of things would he say about the car, or describe in the book about the car, that give you a sense that it, that he's speaking from experience?
He's quite in depth when he's talking about even just gear changing, like he knows how it feels when to shift and also how the whole car handles itself.
Right. And out of this, is like, do you share an interest in specific models of car? Like, do you have a personal interest in particular models, and are there characters that drive those vehicles in the book?
Yeah, I did have some favourites in there. There was an RX-7, which was like described quite well, and it was thoroughly modified in that, and it sounded pretty cool. Like, mm-hmm. I was almost imagining it.
Right.
Yeah.
And there aren't many RX-7s around here.
No.
Do you know of any?
I have seen a couple before, right. And they were quite nice.
They're quite distinctive sounding vehicles, aren't they? Because they're rotary engines. And this is part of the assessment. One of the local police used to live across the road from me. The local police in Wanaka, when we were kids, used to live across the road, and he had an RX-5, I think, in those days.
Yeah.
And I was always in great admiration of him. It's quite funny, he's now here as a policeman, I'm here as a teacher.
Yeah.
Old men. But there's a long history for some of these cars.
Yeah.
Ultimately, and a question I'm quite interested in asking is, going back to the crime that happened at the start, which I'm guessing here was probably quite a bonding experience for all of them.
Yeah.
The moral conflict in that is something I'd like to have a conversation about. Like, while it brought those guys together and they worked really well as a team, and it proved that they were capable of achieving something quite difficult and surviving or thriving as a result, obviously, as a teacher, I have a problem with the crime being the unifying thing, although that's probably quite true to real life. That's probably what does happen when a group of people perform a crime together. Mm. What troubles me is how, and I'm only interested in, this is a proper conversation, can a book that presents a crime in such a positive way influence people into crime?
I would say it possibly could. Like, from how they did it, it sounded very successful, and someone could just read this book and basically copy exactly everything they did and possibly pull it off.
Yeah, and the sense of the value of it sounds like it really strengthened their relationships with each other,
yeah.
Which is obviously one of the more important things in life for all of us. So what I'm asking you now is, again, personally, why would you not be influenced to commit a crime based on the fact you're interested in cars, that you're you care about the relationships between others who are also interested in cars, and you see how that can be a unifying thing? What would stop you? How could you stop yourself if you were in that culture and people were preparing themselves to commit a crime?
Well, basically, the thought of it being a crime would kind of stop me, but it's hard. It's just being with your friends and all that pressure, you might make a wrong decision and actually go through and do it.
Mm. And as the book suggests, could end up being quite a positive thing in your life.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely pulled it off.
Yeah, exactly. And that just brings a, like the broader conversation about the about what books are. You know, they put you into a world maybe a lot like your own,
yeah,
and explores situations that can come up and allows you to think through how you would react to them, which I think is a successful if a book does that. It doesn't, you know, I think you're a man with a mind of your own. It's not like you read something in a book and then go and do it.
Yeah.
But it does allow you to actually at least contemplate whether you would or how those things come about. Because people who perform crimes are often then classified as criminals, and they're seen socially very differently, aren't they?
Yeah.
But what this does is suggests that actually
criminals are nice, people.
Everybody could potentially be a criminal. It's not like they're born as bad people. I think that brings into a much more natural conversation about how people go wrong.
Yeah.
People usually go wrong, I think, what you're saying about this book suggests it in very small and understandable ways.
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, it's often actually when you understand how they got there, very, very, you could very easily see yourself there.
Yeah, like it's not, being a criminal isn't always about what type of person you are. It's more about where you're from and what you've been brought up with, what you're around.
Awesome. So, that.